good morning, but it's good afternoon now. I'm Bill Cheek. On behalf of all of us at Altec, welcome to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, which is the global headquarters for Altec and also our 23rd annual symposium. A quick thumbnail sketch of Altec. We don't have time to go into a lot of detail because of the numbers of people today. But we started in September of 1980. We had six people when Dr. Pierce Lyons started the company, and our sales the first year were just under $1 million. So we fast forward 27 years later, we have 1,700 plus people. Our sales this year will be over $400 million if we continue the pace we're on now. And it's phenomenal, the growth of the company. We're in 82 countries now. This building here has 60,000 square feet on it. We've had three additions, and then we demolished the entire front of the building and put up this office building, which is 60,000 square feet. We do very little manufacturing at this location. We do some fermentation, as you'll see on the east side of the building. Then we do blending over in the buildings on this side. We still have the research center behind, and we're building the new nutrigenomics building, which will be ready probably in the latter part of next year. It'll be the first one worldwide of its kind. We have seven manufacturing facilities, and one is in Springfield, which is about 40 miles west of here, where it has 80,000 square feet where we produce the oxygen. Alexandria, Canada, we produce the bioplexes, and we distribute that globally. Sudan in Mexico, the solid-state enzymes. Then in Brazil, we have Altec Brazil. We have the largest yeast plant in the world, which produces over 50,000 tons of yeast per year, which is the biomass, microsorb, and the cellplex. We also have Altec Fermin, which is in Serbia. It produces 20,000 tons of yeast a year. And last but not least is Altec Hungary, which produces the enzyme production. Now, in addition to these seven facilities, we also have 23 blending facilities in different countries. So the product comes in, they do the blending, then it goes out to several different countries. The Altec is the very proud sponsor of the Altec FEI Games, which will be held in Lexington in 2010. And as you can see the poster back there, it's what I call the World Olympics. They have 4 years of trials, and then the horses will all come over here. And for the first time ever, it'll be held in one location, which will be the horse park, which you'll see later today. Now, we're a small city. We only have 300,000 people. We're anticipating we'll have 500,000 to 600,000 people for 13 days. So you can imagine what that's... I'm already looking for somebody to rent my house. I'll move out and rent it to them. You'll also, as you tour, we have 105 acres up the road here. We'll have the dinner Monday night. And we have the aquaculture center there. It's completed. You'll go through that. And as you walk through the building, Deirdre Lyons is the wife of the founder of Pierce Lyons, Dr. Pierce Lyons. And look at the detail if he gives you a chance. For instance, the pedestal under this table, that's all glass thoroughbred horse heads. Beautiful. Then each conference room is from a certain place in the world, and everything in that conference room is from that part of the country. For instance, when you go through the Stellenbosch room, you'll see paintings on the walls of the wild animals in that area. The man that painted them did them all with his fingers. It was all finger painting, no brushes. Beautiful. The pedestal on that table is the national flower of South Africa. Then you'll see the authentic Irish pub. Unfortunately, we can't open it because we'd have every bus that we got tied up. But anyway, it's in there. And the beautiful boardroom. Great, great building. And we have 48 acres right here in this location. We bought 16 originally, and then we added to it. So enjoy your trip, and this man here, he's the general manager, knows everything about the building. If you have any questions, ask him. If he doesn't know the answer, I'm sure he's sharp enough to come up with a good answer. Might not be true, but it'll be answered.
Okay, guys, as he said, since we, it's a long way around here, and unlike in years past, we're not going to have a lot of stops and have a few. But if we can just stay together, we can get through a lot quicker, and then you'll be bussed up to the aquaculture center and then to the horse farm. Okay?